Hey everyone, welcome back to Wednesday Nights Sip and Discuss. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello.
And Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hello, Lindsay.
Hello.
We've taken the summer off. This is our first week back. I'm excited to be back.
Well, and we're starting off with a bang, too.
We are starting off with a bang. For those that might not be paying attention, we also released October's lineup.
We did.
There are no human men in all of October's lineup. But we're going to read about honey badger shifters, so.
We have a variety of things for October.
We do. No real men in October, but in the month of September, mostly real men, except for the last book this month. Because he's a zombie. Well, no, he's a vampire. Well, he's a vampire, sorry. They're chasing zombies. He's a vampire.
I was going to say. So yeah. Kind of.
Yeah, I mean.
He's at least anatomically correct.
Right?
Well, male presenting.
Male presenting. There you go. Good use of that, Linz.
Okay, so before we dive in, how was everyone's reading summer? How was our summer? Anything like stand out for the summer that you're like, oh my God, I'm so glad I read this over the summer? Or I pretty much slumped the summer. The world is on fire. Leave me alone.
The world is on fire. I don't know. I just forgot everything I read this summer when you asked. So
you're welcome.
I mean, I've read a decent amount, not recently, but I've read a lot, but nothing has been like, wow, I can't stop reading that. Well, I mean, I guess my books of the week have been standouts, but aside from that, not really.
What about you, Lindsay?
No, I've hardly read it all this summer. I've had a crazy summer with work. From June until like this last week, I literally had 10 days off, and with the holidays and every, like 10 non-working days, and I should have had like, with vacation taken, I should have had like 26 days. So like I had 10 out of 26 days off I should have had off. So I had like no time to read. I had like a bunch of library hold audiobooks that came through and I read those, but like outside of that, nothing.
Yeah.
Until this week. It was fantastic. I got to sit in a river in Washington this weekend and just like chill and read my book. And it was so.
And the pictures were really pretty too.
It's so pretty. And then the day after that, I did like a hike that almost killed us. But.
Well, that sounds exciting. I did not do any of that. I have one standout. It was my book of the week a couple weeks ago, and that's Room for Two by Lana Ferguson.
Ooh, that was really good, but it needed to be more of a book, not a novella.
It was a novella. It's a Spotify.
It's adorable, though.
It's one of Spotify's first production audiobook. It's audiobook first. It'll be out as a book later, and it was so good. Teddy Hamilton was the male narrator, and Samantha Summers did the female narration, and they just,
yeah,
it was so
they
good.
Blended and, well.
And it was one of those novellas that, like Leah said, you want more.
Yeah.
But it was so well done. You're like, wait,
That's it.
Like, yeah. I need more. It was really good. I was really excited with that. And then I, started reading this week's. It was a banger. We'll just go with that.
I mean, it opens on a bang.
It does open on a bang. Okay, so stick with us for the next little while as we break down the enchanting details of Curvy Girl Summer by Danielle Allen. Just quick disclaimer for those that might be new or haven't paid attention, we are going to spoil this book. So if you are looking for a spoiler-free review, this is not the review for you. Who wants to tell us all the things before we start?
I can do them.
Okay.
Why I raised my
I'm
hand.
not sure yet either, but
Okay,
yay!
so this is part of the Curve series. The release date was June 11th, 2024. The tropes and themes are slow burn romance, friends to lovers, miscommunication, body positive plus size heroine, dating app slash dating misadventures, family drama, and fat phobia. It is told in dual, no, single first person point of view. The audiobook is done by Wesley Chavon. And if you have not listened to her, you need to go search her right now and listen to
I
everything
love
she
her
does
book.
because she's amazing.
She's amazing.
You can find it in KU. It is published by Bramble, so it is a trad book, but it's in KU and also available in libraries. And the content trigger warning is there is a decent amount of fat phobia
There is.
throughout the
There's
book.
also some like death of
Oh,
people.
yes,
Yes.
yes.
Sorry. I really forgot about
Some
that.
trauma.
Like,
There is some, yes,
okay, so
some
it's.
grief
There
trauma.
is grief and trauma, loss of spouse. And it's really interesting because one of the things, like one of my big complaints sometimes is some authors, you read their books and they feel like a trauma dump, right? Like it's so
Heavy.
heavy and deep and shrouded, and it just holds the whole story, right? And all of us live with grief, right? We've all experienced either a loss of a grandparent, a loss of a parent, a loss of a child. Like we have all lived in grief. And at some point, you can have your grief mellows. It never goes away. It just kind of mellows and is different, but it doesn't rule your entire existence. It does for a while. But like, you know, I'm going on year 15 of loss of my dad. It was shocking when he passed. Like it wasn't sick or something. It was, you know, kind of out of the blue a little bit. And so sometimes we get books and you're like, okay, like Colleen Hoover. Sometimes I think Kennedy Ryan books feel like trauma dumping. And this book,
That's fair.
even though there's heavy topics in this book, it never felt like trauma dumping.
Yeah. Well, there's a lightness to the story as well. But I wonder if, but I do wonder if we had gotten his point of view, if it had been heavier.
Yeah, because he's definitely in a different place with his journey than she is.
Yeah.
And she lost a sister as opposed to a significant other.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think his would have been more grief heavy, but it just, I don't know, sometimes you get into a book that does have these topics of
Oh, yeah.
death and loss, and it's kind of takes over the book.
Well, it's like, it's almost like their entire persona is their grief bubble. And it's like, if it's very fresh, then yeah, that makes sense. But the way that this is written, like, the grief bubble still exists, but it's in pockets, in like moments, which it's very realistic the way that it's portrayed.
So single sentence, initial impression. Does anyone have one they want to share? I kind of switched things up on our typical, I was freshening things up after our summer break. Does anyone have one sentence how they feel about this book or summarizes this book?
I would like to hear Lindsay's one sentence.
Okay, well, I really think this book is probably one of the most accurate representations of what it's like to go through a real life love story because it start that's one sentence. That's it.
It's okay. Keep going though, because I think, again, I've been
Like
out
to
of the
see, I want
dating
to know where you're
scene
going with this.
for 26 years, 27 years, but this felt like the most real dating book,
Yeah.
especially as a plus size fat person that I've read in a really long time.
Yeah, and yeah, I thought it was so realistic. And I liked that it starts off with a bang. You don't know who the usually with romance, within the first chapter, you know who the hero, heroine, like the main love interests are. Like you know immediately. In this book, like you didn't really know. I didn't read the blurb or anything, so like I
Yeah,
didn't
that's what I was
know
gonna say.
him
I really wish
until
I
like
didn't read
halfway.
the
Like I didn't realize until like halfway that it was Ahmad, and I was just like, oh, I was like, this is interesting because I was like, she's dating. Like, who's the love interest? I was like, is she gonna hook up with Matthew again? I was like, I don't think that's a good idea.
He's messy.
He was a hot mess.
But yeah, I just thought it was like a really realistic portrayal of like how a real life love story would go. Like, you don't know who the, like, you don't know
Yeah.
until you have to figure it out. And I like that it portrayed the figuring it out part. And
But
it's
I
not
think
pretty. It's not pretty.
But I think the way that Danielle Allen wrote it too is like she didn't even know. Like, as she's like dating and as Aaliyah is like meeting all these guys, like she has no idea that it's going to be him either in the end, which I liked.
It did feel
Yeah.
like that. Like that she was. So this is romance, but it definitely was a journey of self-discovery because she has confidence, but she doesn't necessarily have confidence or trust in other human beings. And can you freaking blame her? Like, but then there were all those little signs with how he kind of was overprotective of her when she was at the bar meeting the dates. And then when they found out that they lived in the same building and they both worked in IT, like there were all these little breadcrumbs.
Well, but even when she went out with him and her his two friends, like that whole
Yeah,
scene.
that's when I'm like, you're not like, I would ask him where his wife is, but
Yeah.
you know,
Well, even when
that's
she
me.
runs into him at the concert and gives her the umbrella.
But like the sister like of his like dead
The
fiance is like there but far enough away and she's like, huh, who is that person? But just never like moves past that.
I don't know. So my one sentence is smart, sexy, heartfelt, friends to lover romance, celebrate self-love, second chances, and the joy of truly being seen. And I think that that is why I love Danielle Allen as an author, because sometimes we do get fat rep in books and it feels performative. And in this instant, I felt seen, you know? He was as nice as he could be. He says what he says. It's the typical things a fat woman hears. You know, like, thank you. Thank you for validating my past experience. You know.
Well, and one thing I like too, if like we if you read book two, which I read book two before I read book one, like she has these two fat characters who are very good friends, but they're very different in their confidence and the way that they come across and portray themselves too. And I think that's something too, is like she does not have this one level of character that like it's just flat. Like they're similar but different, and they're strong in some ways and not strong in others, but they balance each other out like in their friendship with their confidence and all of those things too.
Yeah. So let's talk about Aaliyah a little bit. What about her did you love or did you connect with her? Jenny, did you love her? Because I know that there are some things that bugged you, like the fact that he doesn't own up that his fiance is dead.
Yeah, like the misleading really bothered me, but I did like that she's determined, and she seems to be a very successful woman. But she's still living in the shadow of her sister, and I think that's realistic. Especially there was I think I highlighted it in there, but like something about like the memories are always like more flawless than like a living person. So she's trying to live up to how they remember her sister and not a realistic portrayal.
I almost freaking punched the uncle. Like in that
Right?
first
He was the
tirade,
worst.
I'm like,
Well, yeah, like,
worst.
yeah, that's my
Dude,
family.
that's your family. Like I was, dude. Lindsay, what did you think of Ahmad?
I have mixed feelings about him. I like the way he showed up in the end, but I did have some of the same sentiments as Jenny about not being cool with him misleading her and him playing that down. I think he did that. Like, I think it's clear why he did that in the book, and I think, like, he just got pushed over the edge. I think he fell into something he had no intention of falling into with her. And I think, like, he realizes that and he steps up and he figures it out. But I think, like, at that point, the damage is done. She feels betrayed. And I thought he was a really good fit for her. I liked the friendship between them a lot. I liked how it developed and progressed. But at the end of the day, like, it's really hard to come back from, like, something that misleading in a relationship. I don't know that I necessarily feel any type of way about that, but
What were you gonna
yeah,
say,
I
Jenny?
struggled with it. Like, I definitely like did a like play by play with my husband because I was like, I don't know about this dude. Like, yeah.
See, it is.
So we haven't actually said what it is though. So when she first meets him at the bar, he has a wedding ring on, but he is not married. And she assumes he's married, and he like says to other patrons at the bar like that he is married. And so that's my thing with him. So she did not come out and like ask him, and he
He
never
said, because I
outwardly
went
said
back and
it,
checked.
but
Yeah.
he tells other people while she's standing there that he is married. So yes, he did not say it
She
directly to
said,
her.
is
What
that
does
a
she?
wedding ring?
Oh, and he says yes.
Yes.
So, I mean, if you,
Dude,
technically speaking,
like, I
he
mean,
didn't say I'm married, but he,
right, but it's.
yes. But
Yeah.
so that is my issue with him. Like there was like he did mislead in that sense in the fact, but I do agree with Lindsay. Like I don't think he ever planned on their relationship growing the way it did. So he was so stuck in the lie already that he didn't know how to come out of it.
And then
Yeah,
when
I
they
think like,
talk about it, sorry.
oh, no, go ahead.
Oh, like when they talk about it, like he's like, but I'm still not ready for anything.
Right.
So it's like he's stepping up or offering himself as an option to her. Like it's become clear at that point that like there is a connection, a genuine connection between them, but she respects that. Like Aaliyah was a great, she's an amazing female main character. Like, love her, girl crush major. Because I
Right.
like how she was like, okay, you're not ready for it. I'm not gonna push you. I'm not gonna stop pursuing something real because, like, you can't wait for people.
Forever, yeah.
Like,
And I think that's what I was gonna say. Like Leah said, we didn't get his point of view, and I think we would have saw a lot of guilt, like feelings of guilt with the grief of him like wrestling
Well,
with
and I
that.
think that what we don't see from him, but we kind of get, is that he's been in this situation and he has to protect himself, right? So, yeah, is he vague? Is he misleading? Is he never really clear cut? Yes, but I looked at it all as coping and defense mechanisms for him. I mean, we've all worked or known people that work in bars or restaurants and you're hit on constantly, you get yourself in situations, restaurants, everybody's sleeping with everybody else. Like, boundaries do not exist in the food service industry. So I did feel for like him that the
I
wedding
understood
ring,
it. I just still didn't like
see, and it didn't bug me.
it didn't bug me at the same time because it's
Yeah.
one of those things where like I think that like they needed that miscommunication for this story to work the way that it did because he and that's something that Aaliyah even comments like she answers a lot of questions and she talked about herself but he was not always as forthcoming like when they talked like he talked a lot of surface and she always delved a little bit deeper and that was one of the things when they had that big confrontation she's like I basically dumped all of my stuff onto some random bartender but he wasn't willing to do the same even though he was saying they were friends and so I think that that's part of it too is like he was trying to keep the wall
Yeah.
but she
Do you think
did
some of
not
that
allow
is a
that.
little bit men? Like men, like stereotypical men not talking about feelings, not putting yourself out there. Like, you know, it takes men a minute to trust. I also think it's a little bit of a cultural thing. If you read enough articles and look at enough things, we hear constantly that, you know, lots of men in the Black community don't talk about feelings and, you know, and I just think men in general aren't always great at being vulnerable and exposing emotion. I mean, come on. How many of us live with a man that grunts about things?
Yeah. And he said that about like therapy. Like he went to therapy for a year before he even told his friends, like, yeah.
Well, and he only
like,
told
dude,
his parents
where are you every,
because his,
like Wednesday at noon, like.
Well, that's the thing, and he only told his parents because his sister slipped up and mentioned it. So, like, if that hadn't happened, his parents probably wouldn't even known he was in therapy.
Yeah. So, what did you think about the friends to lovers dynamic that happens in this book? Because it's strangers to friends to lovers. Did it feel authentic? Did it feel, I mean, I know we have the misleading, but their friendship connection, mm-hmm. it did feel, you know, authentic. It felt yeah. like real friendships. I think it's hard to make friends as an adult.
Yeah,
it is.
And I think that this kind of shows that. But she has her tight little found family group that is not the uncle. you know, her girlfriends, her people, she yeah. has that tight group, and I love them. I love mm-hmm. them.
Well, yeah. and they're not afraid to hurt each other's feelings, but they do it in a way that shows care. And it's like, I'm going to like hurt you with this truth, but you know I'm right, so you'll get over it. But then they also give it to each other. It's not like one person yeah. like speaks all the hard truths and is like lording that over. Like they all do it to each other.
Yeah.
Lindsay, how'd this book make you feel as you were reading it? One, did you feel like you were reliving your dating trials or
I mean I think mine were way worse than hers.
Oh, no. Oh, okay, Lindsay, I think we need a story time.
Right?
I think
like,
story
Lindsay's
time with
gonna
Lindsay.
Need her own episode.
Worst first date ever, Lindsay.
So, yeah, that's the whole thing. it's a whole thing.
You cannot... You have to tell us in the group chat because you cannot leave us hanging.
Long story. It'd be like a thesis length story. The too long didn't read of it was like when I was in college, I worked on the school newspaper. And at the same time, like online dating became a thing. So they were like, hey, like you're basically our grunt and you're going to go get all these free dates, like we're gonna pay you to go on dates and see. And dumb little me,
I think I've read this book before,
How to Meet a Guy and like, or How to Lose a Guy in 10 days.
Luckily I lived above a bar and there was a back door right across the alleyway from my apartment, and I just would leave many dates. Many
like,
first
literally like,
but did you have a
climbed out the window?
Did you befriend a bartender who watched
yes,
out
yes,
for
I
you?
Did. I would go drink with him on Sundays, and I would drink
and is his name Charlie?
Guy. What?
And is his name Charlie?
No.
Oh, okay. Just thought maybe.
I did attempt to date the bartender for a while. That was a disaster. Anyway, long story short, big problematic dating life. And I felt like it was realistic without entering like the mega traumatizing realm. But yeah, like.
You've lived this life.
I've lived that life.
Okay. Jenny, how'd this book make you feel?
Like, I definitely struggled. Like, because I knew pretty early on, because I did read the blurb. I was like, something's up with the like wedding ring and him. Especially like when the first well, the first date stood her up, but like the second guy had like kids, and then the third guy's married, and I'm like, well, then he's not, he's definitely married, because like she's been there, done that now. Yeah, it was just,
Okay.
I was like, thank God I don't have to do this.
I just think every day, like, I'm so grateful I don't have to date
Yeah.
anymore. Like,
Honestly, it sounds horrible.
it
I
does.
wouldn't.
I did. So, did I ever tell you guys the story? The one time I was reading a book, I think it was that Penelope Ward Vaikelin one where she tattoos the Tinder.
Oh, Tinder. Yeah.
So I Googled the Tinder app logo because I had no idea what it looked like. Like, Tinder came out years after I was married. And Michael's like, "What are you doing?" And I was like, "I just need to know what the logo looks
I don't
like."
know why he even asked. Like, these are that is not the weirdest thing you've looked up.
No, but it did, you know. Are you trying
He's
to
like,
date someone who are... And
No.
I never understand the swiping thing. Like, one of my favorite episodes of The Big Bang Theory is when they put Amy on the dating app and they're all sitting on the couch and they link it to the TV and they're like swiping left and right and
Yeah.
making fun of people because, you know, that sounds fun.
I mean, that
Oh
is
my
probably what
gosh.
I would do on there.
One of the girls that I know here, like, there's so many woodland firefighters in the dating apps that she took the best profile pics and made herself a 2024 calendar last year of their dating profiles.
That's
I
epic.
was like, honestly, you should just publish this wide.
She
Like,
should. She
that's
buy that.
that's dedication, searching for all the hotties there.
That is.
Or no, it was people she'd like matched with, and it was a disaster. And like, yeah, there's just like a lot
Oh, even more.
firefighters here.
That's, I mean, it takes all kinds to make up the world.
How did we feel about like the chemistry, the spice level, the author's writing style? I really like how Danielle Allen tells a story. I really liked Plus Size Player. I had read that earlier this summer, and it was so
She
flippin'
has
spicy.
like a snappiness to her like
Yeah.
writing. Like it's not,
That's a good word.
it's like constant, like you're it's m almost like a motion, like the way that like she writes her stories, like it just, yeah, there's like a snappiness to it and just is con like but smooth at the same
No,
time.
I think her stories really flow. The pacing, the way that she does dialogue, intermittent with the world building and giving us the inner monologues, it kind of ebbs and flows and then just like brings you to the point. But it never feels like an overuse of words, never an overuse
There's
of,
never a lull.
no, the action is constantly happening. And even when they're in the midst of an internal monologue, you are still experiencing everything going ar on around them. Like, I think of that, the concert, the pop-up concert scene. You know, that she's having this moment, they're having this moment together, but then you also know the friends are down on the dance floor acting the fools. And you're like, okay, got it. But it just, and you could almost feel the beat of the music and the crowd hype and singing along just in how she writes things and the atmosphere that she gives us.
There's an energy to the way she writes her stories. And it like it comes off. And especially if you listen to the audiobooks, like Wesley Chabon, like there's something about her cadence and her tone and the way that she like narrates these characters, the like the energy that you feel like throughout these stories is just, it's really impressive.
Yeah, I like one of the things I really liked about this story and her writing in general is that she shows all the little ways that women uplift each other. Like, there's really rarely an altercation between women in her stories. Like, most of the time, it is like thoughtful communication between women or like addressing miscommunication, like the situation with Aaliyah and her mom. But then it's like, she's walking out to a date, and like a girl's walking into her house and is like, I see you, you look hot. Love us. Like, and it's like there are so many interactions like that. Like, I think all of us have interactions like that with women on a daily basis that are like generally more positive than negative. Like, I'll get.
She's also like, though, I can't fight. Like,
Yes, I
I'm
love
not gonna,
that. I love that. When the dead wife shows up at the bar and she's like, this girl's gonna beat me up. She's like, I
fighting.
get beaten up, and she's like, fearing for her life, and then like she winds up slapping the guy. But like, I thought that was so funny how she's like, I just don't want to get beaten up. I'm not gonna go
Well,
fight.
there's even the one scene where the wife comes into the bar for the dude that's married,
Yeah,
and
that's
she's
what we're
like,
talking about.
you can have him. You can have
Yeah,
him.
she was like, I do not want this. I liked Aaliyah so much because she was like, I want the yacht. And she's like, now I gotta find a man so I can get this yacht. But she's such a strong female character. Like, she has gotten everything she wants for herself. Like, she's throwing this amazing birthday party. Like, she's celebrating herself. She's confident in herself. She's very secure in who she is. Like, she does have doubts and insecurities. But, like, so often we get these plus size characters where, like, they're just entirely obsessed with their weight. And, like, they don't have a personality outside of that. Or they have like no confidence at all in their ability, and that's not how real women are.
I also think, and Stacey brings this up in the chat, that she writes a lot of older characters, meaning these are women in their 30s. These are women, established
There's a
careers.
maturity to them that you don't
Because
get.
Becky at 21, 22 was not confident in her size.
Confident about where to find the shots.
Confident where to find the shots. Not confident in her size, but then. As she dated more and realized that she had to embrace who she was and met Mike, she did become confident in her size. But there are still moments, and I think we do get those with Aaliyah, where as a fat woman, you feel like, I don't feel like I belong here. I feel like I'm just taking up space. It's not as welcoming. And I think she feels that in her family home,
Well, because I mean, her uncle like is constantly talking about like you're never going to get a man if you're this size, and she's like, I am okay, like you don't have to worry about me. But there's also that comparison too, like her sister was thinner, her sister was this, and so it's those like words that every once in a while they creep in, and the like, yes, she's very confident. Like, yes, she knows that she does what she needs to do to like be healthy and happy, but it's that like subconscious like cycle of words that every once in a while like the doubts do creep in.
No, for sure. Okay, does anyone have a song soundtrack for this book for themselves? Like, as you were reading this, that you thought, oh, yeah. Truth Hurts by
Definitely
Lizzo
had
came
a,
to mind.
yeah, I definitely had a song, and then I was like, oh, we're not doing that anymore.
Oh no, it's now in the new, it's in the new thing.
We would have to look at the doc
Oh my
to
God.
do
Yeah.
that.
I have to open it before
Brianna,
now.
mine
Because
is open.
I would say
Oh,
SNMD
fine.
Brianna, because like the opening scene, like she wants something
Ooh.
spicier, like she's not looking for vanilla.
Yeah.
She knows like what she's looking for, and it's not just like a good partner, she's also looking for someone with a certain sexual chemistry, and I think she definitely gets that with Ahmad,
For sure.
but Yeah. I
Okay,
think.
let's do our thumbs up, thumbs down, and then books. If you like this, we think you should read this kind of books. Okay, Leah, thumbs up, thumbs down on Curvy Girl Summer.
It's definitely a thumbs up for me, 1,000%.
Jenny, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumb sideways.
Thumbs up.
Thumbs up. Lindsay, thumbs up, thumbs down, thumb sideways.
Thumbs up.
This is a thumbs up for me. I am a D Danielle Allen stan. Like, I feel like I really had this book and then that oh, this even the superheroes need PR book. Like, all
Yes.
these new authors that I tried this summer, like, they delivered for me.
That was a standout book for the summer.
It was a standout. My only complaint in this entire book is just that family, well, outside of the misleading, because I know that did not bother me. Like,
But at the same rate, I think that the dynamic with the family was good because it
she stood up for herself. Like, she laid down the law. She's like, I'm done with this. Like, you can't, like, do this anymore. And, like, her parents, there was, it was like a grief bubble and unintentional. So I think with them, it was just like her, like, saying, hey, this is what you're doing. So I didn't mind that side of it, because again, it just like allowed Aaliyah's confidence to like come through and like show like, this is like who I am. You need to back off.
And I think that's, I mean, not everybody has family like that, but for me, like, that's very realistic. And that she confronted it instead of just walking away.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, that's a bold move.
So if people mm-hmm. like this book, what books should they be reading? Do you have any recommendations? Jenny, Leah, Lindsay.
The Cynthia Williams series.
Oh, that's
her
a good
Peach
one.
Peachtree Cove. If you like this, oh, yeah. like, you would like those. They have the messiness that like you want, but those are definitely
The Next Best that... Fling by Gabrielle Gomez.
Mm-hmm.
Great plus size rep, messiness, family messiness on his side.
Yes, out on the lawn.
Also, If You Need Me by Helena Hunting, that also had really good fat rep. And Meddling Family, not toxic, just meddling.
In your business.
Yeah. I mean, and we've all been there, right? Like, we've all had the meddling family. Trying to think what else. Irresistibly Yours by Lauren Lane. It kind of deals with the messiness of dating in that book. I like Lauren Lane.
I think a Maya Ariel book, not even one specific one, like those would fit in the same like category.
I also think Denise Williams' Fastest Way to Fall is a really good one. You know, just because there is that deception and misleading in that one, because he is her trainer, but he's also the guy that owns the app and stuff.
Yeah.
I just read, like, it's the one with the donut shop. It's like luck, something about luck.
Oh.
By Denise Williams.
Yes. Donut Your Luck or something. Donut on Your Luck or something like that. Yeah. I think, Leah,
I did author spotlight with her, yeah, for Just Our Luck.
Just Our Luck. But they own the donut shop.
The donut shop, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have to share the lottery ticket.
Yes.
Yes.
But also really good fat rep.
And Terrible Family.
Yes.
Yes.
Terrible Family.
But Sybil is a little bit of a hot mess in that book, though. But that's the ADHD.
That is. Sister needs some medication.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Lindsay, any recs?
I don't know.
Okay.
Lindsay's got nothing tonight.
It's okay, Lindsay.
But she's here.
But you're here. That's all
that matters. I was actually able to read the book.
There we go. Yeah. So we are back next week with, this is the community pick. Patreon votes. We give them some titles that fit our theme. They vote. And this month, they voted for Where We Bloom by Kristen Proby. So this is book two in her new series. It takes place in Montana. I enjoyed book one. It was like a solid 3. So I'm curious about this one. So...
she's hit or miss for me, so we shall see.
The green cover fascinates me.
I do like the green on the cover.
What did you say, Lindsay?
She's got to stop laughing.
But I hate her. So.
Okay. Lindsay, are you back next week?
Yeah, I am. I'm reading.
Excellent.
Well, it's going to be a fun one.
I very specifically did not read like anything that would come close, because the last time we reviewed Kristen Proby, I had done a Catherine Cowles book like right before, and it was like...
Well, and it was the same narrators too.
Same narrators, same freaking setups, both had stars.
Same tropes.
It was, yeah. Nanny, single dad, it was...
I don't know why she's so popular. Can someone please tell me why they love her? I need to understand. I don't.
That's not an
I've
answer that
only
we
read that
have.
one book that Becky and I reviewed, so
I've
I
read
know
her.
how.
It's like in Maine or Vermont.
No, she's Seattle.
No, there's another one.
Not Kristen Proby.
Yes.
Everything's always West Coast.
No, this one wasn't. I'm gonna look it up because it's
I
gonna
think
bother me.
Leah bumped her head.
I moved. I blame the move.
Yeah, everything else moved too.
So that's a wrap on this episode. We hope you enjoyed our deep dive into Curvy Girl Summer. Again, we're back Sunday night, though. We are back at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're starting a half an hour earlier because I am bringing the chaos.
Oh, it's Oregon, or however you say that
Yeah,
stupid
that's on the
state.
West Coast map.
Yeah, shut up. I thought it was a different state.
I'm the map. Anyway, we are supersizing Sunday's episode. We'll be live at 8:30 p.m. on Sunday night. I'm bringing some rom-com friends, and we're going to talk to them, and I'm super excited. I'm sure it will be chaos because, like, Krista Sandor is coming off of a book retreat with readers this weekend, and then she's going to be live with us that evening. And I'm
I
like,
mean, it's Krista. She's
how did
always has.
I get invited? This does.
You what?
What?
How did I get invited?
You invited?
Get
How
invited
did, there's
where?
like six authors coming because it's Krista, Jamie
Oh,
Albright,
I mean, to
Lainey
Krista's
Davis.
reader retreat.
Oh, it's
Oh,
in Denver.
I know. I live close to the ish.
Close-ish.
Signing. It's the Mountain
Yeah.
Readers Retreat in Denver, Colorado.
Oh. Strangers, no.
Okay. Don't go to strangers. Stranger
Well, and
danger,
none of
Lindsay.
us would be there because it's in Denver.
I know, but it's like actually
You would
closer.
not have your
Okay.
support human with you.
You know what's also dumb? I'm so mad. Like, we're actually having an author signing. Like, T. Kingfisher is coming to a bookstore here, and like, guess who can't go? And then there's another author, another romance author that's coming to the same bookstore, and it's again a weekend I won't be here, and I'm so mad.
Maybe
And it's
stay
a
home. Just an idea. Maybe stay home.
Maybe not.
Or maybe not.
Maybe
Anyway, we are
you
back
just can't
Sunday
complain about
night,
it.
8:30 p.m. I'm bringing some friends. We're going to have a good time. It's going to be a blast. And then we're back next Wednesday with Where We Bloom by Kristen Proby. And I'm sure it will be very entertaining, all of it.
Start to finish.
Anyway, until next time, everyone.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.